At a time when unprecedented numbers of migrants and refugees are trying to enter Europe, the IFAD report focuses on migrant workers, like Melina Safranca, who make up 90% of migrants worldwide. Melina lives in Rome with her husband and daughter. Some of the money she earns is sent to the Philippines to support her two teenage children.
I come to Italy because my children wants to go in high university and to become a doctor.
Although the reasons may vary, when added together, the small sums that millions of migrant workers in Europe sent home last year tell a much bigger story about survival and opportunity. In 2014, one-third of European remittances, or $36.5 billion, went to the Balkans, the Baltics, and Eastern Europe, while the remaining two-thirds, or $72.9 billion, went to over 50 developing countries outside of Europe. Despite these numbers, the report says remittances from Europe did not represent a significant outflow of wealth, amounting to less than 0.7% of individual country GDP. The money that Melina sends home to her children is earned cleaning houses and babysitting in Rome.
They need money because if you go to university in Manila, we need money to pay tuition fees and allowances.
In addition to education, the majority of remittances received in developing countries are spent on necessities like food, clothing, shelter, and medicine. Very little is saved or invested. With 40% of remittances going to rural areas, the report suggests that remittances could play a critical role in transforming poor communities if both migrants and their families at home had better access to financial services. Co-author of the report, Pedro de Vasconcelos.
Remittances present a crucial opportunity for financial inclusion, and the reason is very simple. You have millions of people sending money to their loved ones in developing countries, and they do that from cash to cash. If we could only channel some of that into the financial service providers network, it would have a tremendous opportunity for financial inclusion. It would be able to bank millions of people.
Another opportunity to increase the impact of remittances is to lower the cost to send them. While progress has been made over the last few years to lower transfer costs, the IFAD report says that more could be done through increased competition. I'm James Heer of IFAD for UN Radio.